but...
Do you consider yourself conservative or liberal or democratic or republic?
I consider myself probably a little more liberal than most these days. And that's kind of frowned upon these days, I think, more than anything else. You know, more people are trying to claim they're conservative, but...
Liberal being definition of no government intervention.
Right.
Moral ethics or economic affairs.
Right. The government's got too much control. George Orwell's book described, you know, Big Brother's watching you. Well, the Big Brother's everywhere now. Big Brother and your damn neighbors and everybody else. You can't make a move without somebody's watching you and telling, and you know, it's the police or the government or somebody's down on you. And there's no freedom in the country as it was. They used to have a lot of freedom in this country to move around and do things, and you don't have that anymore. And a lot of that freedom is gone. And if something's not done about it, then it will never be back. And it's going to have to change for the country to prosper and do well, because under these conditions, people don't feel they have the opportunities and don't feel that they have the initiative to go out here and do different things. You know, it squelches the country. You know what I'm saying? It puts a squelch on everything. It doesn't really stop anything, but it just tones it down a whole lot. Having these kind of controls and Big Brother and everybody watching you, and you can't make a move without the computer knows where you've been and who you are and what you've done. And, you know, and that's not good. That's very detrimental, I would think, to life in this country as we know it, because of the freedom that I grew up with. You know, the younger people do not have. I mean, when I was a young man, I went and did and wherever I wanted to go and whoever I wanted to see or whatever I wanted to do without any problem, you know, without anybody wanting to card you or see your license or stop you and search your vehicle or, you know, or telling that you went down here and, you know, and the cops didn't show up 15 minutes later, you could go do something, you know what I'm saying? You could go out here and drink a few beers, or you could go out here and grow a little marijuana without everybody telling on you, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying that's the thing you ought to be doing, but what I'm saying is you don't have the freedom to do anything, you know what I'm saying? There's without somebody telling everything they know on you. If it doesn't, like I said, if it's not your neighbor, it's the computer, it's Big Brother, the government. Another thing I wanted to speak about too was what is that? Ohio. Kent State. The government sends all these troops out there to people just protesting. You know what I'm saying? It's a freedom of choice, used to be. A freedom to protest. You had the right to protest. You know? You should have that right. You still should have that right. And Kent State did something there. Whenever they killed those people at Kent State, they killed not just those people, but they killed a lot of your freedom. You know? That hurt the country a lot, talking about going back to protesting and the Vietnam War or anything else you want to protest. But now if you have a major protest that is of any controversy whatsoever, the first thing they do is drag out the National Guard and all the police they can find. You know? And you don't have any freedom to protest. To be.
Hmm? What happened to the right of revolution and the revolt?
Well, that's what I'm saying. With Kent State and stuff like that, you know, there is no right. You don't have rights and freedoms like you used to have. I happened to be in Ohio whenever they had the memorial service at Kent State, 3 years ago, I happened to be there. And it was passed off real quiet, real quiet. Yeah, it shouldn't have been.
Interview conducted by Mona Carlisle on July 11th, 1993. At the house of John and Beverly Carlisle in Oxford, Alabama, 201 Main Street,